Striking a balance that provides ample living space for both humans and wild animals is not always easy. A biologist with the Department of Fish and Game talked with Homer residents last week about the methods wildlife managers use to keep the peace between people and brown bears. KBBI's Quentin Chandler reports.
Brown bears are considered a valuable natural resource on the peninsula. People love to hunt and view them. But it's well known that allowing too many bears near human populations is asking for trouble. Homer's Pratt Museum asked Kenai Peninsula Area Management biologist Jeff Selinger to discuss the Department of Fish and Game's management practices as part of their new bear exhibit. Selinger says Fish and Game aims for a happy medium when managing the bear population.
We want to always maintain healthy populations, but then we could go anywhere from kind of the bottom level of that to not harvesting any animals and just letting them do what they're going to do.
Peninsula residents' opinions are especially important because the Board of Game depends on the public to help them decide if the bear population should go up or down.
There's a lot of people that are still out there that think bears need to go down, be reduced even further. And you've got other people that think we should have more bears. So we're in that range somewhere. Exactly where that line is, I'm not positive at this point.
Fish and Game operates around strict management objectives set by the Board of Game for each wildlife population they oversee. This year's management objectives for brown bears are...
As far as hunting goes, is to not exceed 50 to 60 total or 8 to 12 adult female human-caused mortalities. Also to maintain a healthy, viable population of brown bears for multiple uses. Reduce the brown bear numbers around communities to minimize human-bear conflicts.
Selinger says human-bear conflicts are down because the population has been reduced in the past few years by more liberal hunting regulations. Right now, he says Fish and Game is focusing on keeping bear populations near communities at their current level.
I think people are more satisfied than what they had been, say, 5 years ago. We have harvest opportunities now that we never had before. People are able to take a bear that way rather than having to shoot bears with DLPs. We get a lot fewer complaints out of the Soldotna office regarding negative bear-human encounters.
Selinger says he doesn't need to know the actual number of brown bears to do his job.
We can learn from complaints, sightings, DLPs, the number of bears that are hit by vehicles. We use a lot of anecdotal information to determine where we are.
DLPs are wildlife kills in defense of life or property. Selinger says combining that anecdotal information and data collected through careful research is part of the art of being a manager.
Ideally, yeah, we would know the exact number. We would know how many reproductive sows. We would know every little bit of reproduction that occurs, the survivability of the survivorship rates of every different age class of bears. That would be, in a perfect world, you would have that, but we're far from that. And We gotta work with what we can get.
According to Selinger's presentation, 70 brown bears were killed by hunters in 2013. That's more bears than any year since 1961. But the number of bears killed outside of hunts fell by a lot in the last few years, resulting in less than 10 deaths this year and last year as well. Selinger attributes those numbers to liberalized hunting regulations, and he adds that more people are learning how to minimize the number of bear attractants in and around their homes. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.